On this week's Trivia Night, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurl. It's 1990s Comedies Trivia. Laugh and the world laughs with you, Trivia Heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, packing more chuckles per minute than any other podcast on Earth. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of Brat Packer Rob Lowe, co-star of 1990s comedy Wayne's World. That's not the last you'll hear from that movie today. I've got 10 questions from CrowdPurse Trivia Game of the Week, taken from our extensive library that we update every week with brand new trivia games just like this one. Whether it's an open mic, improv, sketch, stand-up, or a comedy combination of all of the above, we have got you covered. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question: what Academy Award-winning actress stars opposite Tommy Lee Jones in 2012's Hope Springs? Why? It's Miss Meryl Streep, of course. When you think Oscars, Meryl Streep can't be too far behind. As Meryl is to Oscar, so is Philip to Segways. So let's kick it straight into high comedy gear with a deep dive into 1990s comedies. 10 questions, 10 answers, and I'll do my best not to pontificate about all these movies too much because, let's be honest, nobody's interested in a days-long podcast about Phil's favorite funnies. Let's play! Get ready to bust a gut as we dip our toes in nice and easy-like with question one. What Saturday Night Live funny man plays sidekick Garth Algar in the 1992 comedy Wayne's World? Is it A, John Lovitz, B, Dana Carvey, C, David Spade, or D, Chris Farley? Which of these SNL funny men plays Garth in the comedy Wayne's World? The correct answer is B. Mr. Dana Carvey plays Garth Algar, the sidekick to Mike Myers' Wayne Campbell, in the highest-grossing movie ever based on a Saturday Night Live sketch, 1992's Wayne's World. Party on, Wayne, and party on. Question two. What long-running sitcom featured Christina Applegate, star of the 1991 comedy Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead? Was it A, Roseanne, B, Who's the Boss, C, Growing Pains, or D, Married with Children? On which of these long-running TV sitcoms did Christina Applegate star in the 1990s? The correct answer is D. She was on Married with Children. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead from 1991 still gets quoted quite often around the Tricky household because the dishes are done, man. Moving on to question three. Who plays Fred Flintstone in the big-budget live-action 1994 adaptation of The Flintstones? Was it A, John Candy, B, John Goodman, C, Kevin James, or D, Chris Farley? Who said yabba-dabba-doo as Fred Flintstone in the 1994 live-action Flintstones? The correct answer is, of course, B, Mr. John Goodman, everyone's favorite TV dad himself. He plays an earlier favorite TV dad in Fred Flintstone in the 1994 live-action The Flintstones. You want to meet the Flintstones? Well, I don't got time for that, but I do got time to meet with question four. What comedy legend plays a mischievous 10-year-old boy in the 1994 cult comedy classic Clifford? Is it A, Robin Williams, B, Steve Martin, C, Chevy Chase, or D, Martin Short? Which of these comedy legends plays a 10-year-old boy in the cult classic Clifford? The correct answer is D, Martin Short. Oh man, Martin Short been providing entertainment for generations. Here's a little fun fact about Clifford. That movie was filmed in 1990, but obviously they had no idea what to do with it, so they did not release it till 1994. Let's keep it going here with question five. Now, question five is going to be a fill in the blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to hire your own pet detective to find the answer to this one. So here we go with a fill in the blank question five. Jim Carrey plays the dim-witted blank Christmas in the beloved 1994 buddy comedy Dumb and Dumber. Again, your question is, Jim Carrey plays the dim-witted blank Christmas in the beloved 1994 buddy comedy Dumb and Dumber. I'm looking for the first name of the character Jim Carrey plays in Dumb and Dumber, and that character name is Lloyd Christmas. Jim Carrey plays the dim-witted Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber. And I did not know this about this movie until I was putting this game together, but Dumb and Dumber was conceived of originally by the Breakfast Club writer John Hughes, who asked that his name not be included in the credits. And speaking of Jim Carrey, question six is going to be a reorder question. I'm going to read you the question, give you four answer options. You just move these around and put them in the correct order. So here we go with a reorder question six. List these 1990s films featuring comedian Jim Carrey in chronological order. And your movies are Liar Liar, Man on the Moon, The Cable Guy, and Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Again, those are Liar Liar, Man on the Moon, The Cable Guy, and Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Move these around. Put these in order. In which order did these Jim Carrey movies come out in the 90s? The correct order is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, The Cable Guy, Liar Liar, and Man on the Moon. Ace Ventura was 94, The Cable Guy 96, Liar Liar 97, and Man on the Moon. Hey Baby came out in 1999. Let's move it right along here into question seven. We got a little movie slash geography question for you. What U.S. state is home to the titular Gross Point in the 1997 John Cusack dark comedy Gross Point Blank? Is it A, Illinois, B, Ohio, C, Michigan, or D, Pennsylvania? Where is the actual Gross Point as featured in the dark comedy Gross Point Blank? The correct answer is C. It's in Michigan, baby. Gross Point, Michigan. Apparently, Gross Point, Michigan is a pretty Tony ritzy place just outside of Detroit. And Gross Point Blank features John Cusack as a professional assassin attending his high school reunion. Another great movie. Like I said, I can't pontificate on all these. I did see 90% of these movies in the theater. This is like my teenage years, man, all over again. But that's enough. Enough about that. Let's keep it going. Moving on to question eight. What Southern California burger chain gets shouted out in the 1998 Coen Brothers comedy, The Big Lebowski? Is it A, Tommy's, B, Fat Burger, C, In-N-Out Burger, or D, Irv's? Which one of these burger chains gets shouted out by the dude and company in The Big Lebowski? The correct answer is C. It's the In-N-Out Burger. As Donnie says, that's near the In-N-Out Burger. Oh, dude, those are some tasty burgers. I will say this. I do miss my family living in California because when I would visit them, I could easily stop at the In-N-Out Burger right outside the airport. But then they moved to Illinois. That's all right. Get me a Crekles instead. I got burgers in all the area codes, baby. Question 9. Which future MCU director penned the 1996 independent comedy Swingers? Is it A, Taika Waititi, B, James Gunn, C, Joss Whedon, or D, Jon Favreau? Which of these MCU directors wrote the 1996 indie comedy Swingers? The correct answer is D. It's Mr. Jon Favreau. The entire production budget for Jon Favreau's Swingers was around $200,000. And for comparison's sake, The Iron Man that he directed in 2008 was budgeted at $140 million. That is quite the swing, Mr. Swingers. Ho ho! I'll be here all week. Now, before I subject you to an a cappella rendition of Mockingbird with the last question, do you have an upcoming meeting or event you'd like to take to the next level? You, yes, you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPur. We've got over 1,600 original trivia games in our library, and they're just itching to spruce up all manner of get-togethers. Don't see the topic you're looking for? You can write your own original trivia game on any topic you like. Pair that with CrowdPur's AI Trivia Builder, and you've got brand new questions on any topic you want with just the push of a button. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they laugh their way to a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And our free forever basic plan gets you up and running in a snap. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. To quote Rhode Island legend Lloyd Christmas, it feels like you're running at an incredible rate. Straight into question 10. What 1980s television mainstay plays an unorthodox submarine commander in the 1996 comedy Down Periscope? Was it A, Kelsey Grammer, B, David Hasselhoff, C, Ted Danson, or D, Don Johnson? Which of these 1980s television stars plays a submarine commander in the 1996 comedy Down Periscope? The correct answer is A, Kelsey Grammer. If you guys know me at all by now, you know I love me some Kelsey Grammer. Although, you also know I love me some dancing, so it could have gone that way instead. But Kelsey Grammer stars in Down Periscope. And stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt made his feature film debut in Down Periscope. Well, if you're gonna spew into this. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.